Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What Leslie said, my instant reaction is it's going to be that the NCAA will likely not be overturned on this one. I think it's likely that James Wiseman will not play for the University of Memphis. This is literally off the top of my head.
Sure.
But it's also, I think it's also true that it seems it seems pointed, honestly. Like Penny Hardaway is a booster at the University of Memphis because he gave $1 million to the University of Memphis, totally unrelated to anything. Right? That's mm-hmm. why Penny's a booster at the University of Memphis.
Yep.
So what they're saying is he's a booster, and they're connecting everything, and therefore, but his boosterness was totally unrelated to everything else. I do think, by the way, however, that I do think it suggests that when he was sitting out because of his ankle.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what I thought.
He was not sitting out because of his ankle.
Yep.
Yeah, he was not. So, I do not think he was sitting out because of his ankle. I think he was sitting out because the NCAA was coming to talk to him. And is my suspicion.
So, as a natural play off that, because that's exactly what I thought. The same thing. So the two exhibition games. Now maybe it's clear. Maybe that's tied into. And I don't remember all the circumstances to why he didn't go to the Bahamas. But so the big question then becomes: what changed?
Right. Yeah.
What changed from those two exhibition games? Then, if they knew and were most likely someone was talking to the NCAA from Memphis, what changed to the point where on Tuesday they thought, you know what, we're good, we're going to play him?
I actually don't. I don't know the answer to that yet. We'll try to unpack it as best we can. I had honestly thought that that what had happened was that. The NCAA was probably talking to him in there, and then when they decided he could play in the next game, it was because he had been cleared by the NCAA. But that's obviously not what happened. And there you go. And so I don't think the NCAA. I don't think it had ruled yet, and I think it said simply rule now. And now they have given their ruling, and the ruling is. That he's ineligible. And the truth of the matter is had he gone to Kentucky, he would not be ineligible. And some of that is, well, yeah, because he wouldn't have coached for Penny Hardaway. But does it feel pointed at the University of Memphis to me?
Sure.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So there you go. He's ruled ineligible. And unfortunately, I have to make calls on this. And it is, you know, you can take calls. But it is obviously devastating news. And I think it's going to be hard. Listen, Penny... The TSSAA ruled him ineligible too, and that one they got an injunction, mm-hmm. and he played, and they won a title. I think this is going to be a good deal harder, but I don't know what Leslie Ballin said in his press conference. Drew Hill was there. I was just talking to them, and so I sort of got to catch up into what's going on. I've been talking to my folks, so I'm not as plugged in as I normally would be, and I'm gonna. Start making some phone calls. So we'll see, but it's obviously devastating news for the University of Memphis and stunning in the wake of what we just saw from him on the basketball court.
Yep.
To have all that ripped away is, let's be honest, in this world that is a cesspool of whatever, it just seems like You look at what Kansas has done over the years. You look what Kentucky has done over the years. In the end, he was a booster totally unrelated to this before he got a job as a coach or whatever, anything else. And so if that's what they're pinning it on, it seems coincidental rather than, you know, he's not your typical booster who is
yep.
a fan of the school who's then – you know, helping him, whatever. He's a booster because he was Penny Hardaway, who went to the school and gave him $1 million, unrelated to anything. He's not a booster. He's an alum and then a basketball coach, you know, like, and one thing is not related to the other. But I can't weigh in definitively before I sort of think about it and talk to more people. So, but it's obviously devastating.
So reading some tweets here, Jeff Goodman is saying, kind of picking up off where you were, that Leslie Ballin says that it was the move to finance Wiseman and his family's move to Memphis that seems to be the issue here. But again, it all centralizes on their verbiage that Penny was a booster. That donation, is that, that's for the Penny Hardaway Hall of Fame. Is that not correct?
From, right, exactly.
From many years ago.
Right. Right.
Wow. Shocking news. So, and then, again, I guess the central question, and we'll find out as the digging begins and questions are then being asked and people will be able to, I guess, provide some clarity to it, but the timing of this. Obviously, there was something going on, as we said, with those two exhibition games where it was chalked up to an ankle. But then for the fact that he played the other night, it just seems very odd that however Memphis felt about it.
Why was he cleared then? Yeah. And why was he cleared then? And why is he not cleared now? Then that's going to have to be discovered. All right. Unfortunately, I got to make calls. Thanks for holding on the fort, Matt.
Understood.
But I got to actually go find out some answers.
I'm sorry that your trip home was cut short.
It's the way to, no. Listen, it's the least of our worries. The season is being cut short here.
Yeah.
I mean, that is absolutely devastating.
All right. We appreciate you, Jeff. Thanks. Thank you. Wow. So, again, recapping, if you're just tuning in, just absolutely stunning news from Memphis attorney Leslie Ballin, who addressed reporters earlier today, saying that the NCAA has declared Memphis freshman James Wiseman ineligible for the Tigers. According to Jeff Goodman, Ballin told reporters that Penny Hardaway helped finance Wiseman and his family's move to Memphis back in high school. Of course, Wiseman moved from Nashville to Memphis. Somebody that may have some more light on this. We are joined again by Gary Parrish from New York City. GP, wow. Just an absolute bombshell from the NCAA. The question seems to be, what in the world changed from when Wiseman played Tuesday to now? Because clearly something was going on, as you had mentioned on the show, wondering why he wasn't playing in the exhibition games.
Well, I suppose it's okay to say now. I was under the impression for weeks now that the NCAA was asking questions about James Wiseman. Not that they were definitively going to do something, but I knew that questions were being asked. And It is why we spent so much time, in the eyes of some people, discussing the possibility of James Wiseman having eligibility issues. Because, again, I didn't know that he 100% would, but I knew it was a possibility. And when he didn't play in the exhibitions, even if he didn't play in the exhibition strictly because of an ankle issue, it's still like there was still enough there to wonder. And the truth is, just like I said last week, over and over again, James Wiseman always fit the description of somebody who was going to have his eligibility scrutinized because he was a five-star prospect from Nashville who moved to Memphis to play for his grassroots coach in high school and then enrolled at the University of Memphis after his high school coach became the head coach at the University of Memphis. And I suppose you could just assume that it all just happened for the purest of reasons, but there's always people who were skeptical that was true, that you would remove yourself from a private school in Nashville and move to Memphis to play high school basketball for nothing. When we know how the black market works, if you will, when it comes to amateur basketball because of decades of evidence, most recently the FBI investigation. And so I am surprised that this happens now after he played in the season opener, but the idea that Memphis is, at least theoretically right now, going to have to play without James Wiseman is not surprising. It's why I spent so much time talking about it, in recent weeks.
So a question then that would need to be answered going forward, according to Leslie Ballin, the NCAA has deemed Penny Hardaway a booster. How does that affect him as a head coach going forward? Is that simply a booster in this instance with James Wiseman that he was connected to? I'm unfamiliar with any other head coach that the NCAA, and let's be clear, like, they've all donated money to Hometown U. I don't know, like, what's the protocol for a head coach being labeled a booster?
Well, this is obviously a unique set of circumstances, right? For a lot of different reasons. Typically, an alum of a school doesn't, you know, and famous alum of a school who is a multi-bazillionaire doesn't become the head basketball coach at that school. He doesn't do it typically immediately after being a grassroots coach and a high school coach where he had a relationship with the number one prospect in America. Mm-hmm. So this Penny Hardaway, James Wiseman recruiting class story has always been unique. And I've seen some Memphis fans and even some media members tweeting, this is crazy, this is nuts, this is wrong. And if you want to take issue with the NCAA's rules, fine with me. I'll hold your hand while you do it. I hate the outdated rules that are tied to the strict concept of amateurism. But if you know anything about the NCAA rule book, this is not crazy, and this is not the NCAA out to get Memphis. Again, take your heart out of it and forget the names and just focus on what I'm about to tell you. A Memphis booster paid, according to Leslie Ballin, thousands of dollars or spent thousands of dollars helping the family of the number one recruit in the country move from Nashville to Memphis, and then that player eventually enrolled at the University of Memphis. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a textbook violation. The fact that Penny Hardaway is now the Memphis head coach doesn't change what I just said. For instance, if we found out Penny Hardaway didn't spend thousands of dollars moving James Wiseman and his family from Nashville to Memphis, but instead it was Rick Spell or any other prominent booster, you would be sitting here in the same set of circumstances and everybody would understand it. So I think the fans who are tweeting, this is insane, are like, listen, they're emotional and they're tweeting with their heart, and I understand that. The media members who are tweeting this is insane simply don't know anything about the NCAA rulebook, or mm-hmm. they wouldn't be tweeting that kind of stuff.
So let's just take crazy to a whole new level. We've got Kendall Dowling, who is a reporter, or actually I guess he was a former reporter at MC5, maybe still there, saying that Janice Broach from WMC is reporting that a court order indicates James Wiseman can play tonight. Like, how would you do that if you're Memphis, if you get the injunction, and maybe there is one, and I'm no lawyer, I'm not pretending to be Jeff Calkins here, but knowing what could then come down the road, like, would you play him, Gary, if you could?
I would not. I mean,
yeah.
Listen, we might be in a bit of a semantics game here, mm-hmm. and this is a developing story, and I'm talking to you as opposed to reporting on it.
Apologies about that.
but what I will say is just because James Wiseman, quote, can play doesn't mean there's not a cost of playing James Wiseman if you're the University of Memphis. In other words, let's say that Janice Broach is exactly right, and there is a court order that says – James Wiseman is technically allowed to play for the Memphis Tigers tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And for the, let's just focus on tonight. If you then play him, but he is subsequently, like, permanently ruled ineligible by the NCAA, then you are playing an ineligible player. And go ask the 2008 Memphis team how that went, right?
Yeah.
And so often when a player is, quote, deemed ineligible or being held out of games, they are actually being held out of games by their own university, not the NCAA. It's just the NCAA telling them, hey, we've got real issues. This is what we believe went down. And if you are technically allowed to play him, I guess we can't stop you, but we can punish you after you do it. And so to answer your question, there's no scenario where I would play him tonight for two reasons. One, it probably comes back to bite you. And two, if you can't beat Illinois-Chicago without James Wiseman,
right.
you got bigger problems anyway.
So, and the reports, as we mentioned, everything is unfolding, and you know how that happens on Twitter, then you kind of have to piece and parcel what you're reading and factor in maybe who knows a little bit more than others. There is a report now from Brooks Hansen at 247, who covers extensively University of Memphis. I think we just dropped Gary. A report from Brooks Hansen that Penny and James Wiseman are currently appearing in court in Memphis asking for a temporary injunction on the NCAA ruling.
Don't they have a game tonight?
Which would not only a game tonight, a game, Bennett, in 45 minutes. They tip off at 6 o'clock. It's currently 5:14. Now, this was 23 minutes ago that Brooks tweeted this, so that would have made it about 4:45 or so. Gary, I know we lost you for a second.
Brooks, I didn't hear what you were
sure,
saying.
Sure. Brooks Hansen from Memphis, from 24/7, who covers the University of Memphis, is tweeting that Penny and James Wiseman were appearing in court. This is 23 minutes ago, asking for a temporary injunction on the NCAA ruling. And he is also further reporting that the injunction has been granted, saying Wiseman will play tonight. So take that for what it's worth.
I believe that's true. That's also the person who was screaming last week that it was crazy and wrong to be questioning whether James Wiseman had eligibility issues. So, you know, trust whoever you want to trust. But I do believe that what you just told me is true. But as you know, it doesn't solve the real issue here. Just because James Wiseman, quote, can play, doesn't mean that you won't pay a price for playing him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember, the NCAA never found any fault formally of the University of Memphis or John Calipari or anybody else when it came to Derrick Rose's standardized test score. All they did was deemed that Derrick Rose had a fraudulent standardized test score, at which point he was retroactively ruled permanently ineligible, and Memphis had to vacate everything Derrick Rose ever appeared in, including the national championship game. And so this is obviously a different set of circumstances, but it is similar in this sense. Just because James Wiseman, a court has ruled he can play, doesn't mean that the NCAA can't eventually rule him permanently ineligible and then make you pay a price vacating these games for playing him, especially when you played him and you knew that there were questions there. The NCAA's first bit of advice to any member institution when something like this comes up is, we are advising you not to use him because it could cost you in the long run. And so, listen, Memphis can handle this however they want to.
Uh-huh.
I think most compliance offices would tell you that playing James Wiseman under these circumstances, under these set of circumstances, yeah, I guess you could argue it's a big F you to the NCAA,
uh-huh.
but it could also be the thing that takes a win over Illinois-Chicago and turns it into a loss eventually. Again, just because a court rule he can play doesn't mm-hmm. mean that he should. If I were in charge of it, I wouldn't play him because whatever you gain from playing him against a mid-major team,
mm-hmm.
It's not worth what could come if ultimately you have to vacate the game because he appeared in it.
We're talking with Gary Parrish, who is kind enough to rejoin us from New York City with this monster story about the NCAA ruling James Wiseman ineligible. You laid it out perfectly, GP, because you and I know fans, and the fans are going to be up in arms saying, what about Kentucky? What about Duke? What about Kansas and Bill Self right now with all these shoe scandals that have been going on, players getting paid, coaches saying, I didn't know. But you connect the dots pretty well with why Memphis would be under the microscope with this James Wiseman story, Penny helping him to move here and giving that family money to do so and eventually winding up having him play for you. It does, when you break it down like that, it seems like I get where fans would be coming from, but it seems like this isn't exactly comparing apples to apples.
No, it's not apples to apples, and I'm confident that if the NCAA could catch, you know, Kentucky or Duke or anybody else doing something similar, they would. I guess the point I would try to make is there was always, and I've made this point literally for years, and especially last week and in the weeks prior, that there were all sorts of red flags connected to not James Wiseman becoming a Tiger necessarily, but his move from Nashville to Memphis. Even when it happened, I said, why would you do this? And the explanation was, I mean, you're leaving an incredible private school in Nashville, your hometown,
yep,
to move to Memphis and go to a school in the city just to play basketball. Like I've said before, this isn't the type of thing that is normal or sensible on a surface level. And so they were always, the NCAA, going to ask questions about that. Now, I don't know that Penny Hardaway even thought or knew he was going to be the head coach at Memphis in time to coach James Wiseman, but here we are. And even if Penny was doing what he was doing, for good heartfelt reasons, or simply because he wanted East High School to be as awesome as possible, as we sit here today, it does not matter. And because Wiseman's story was so well documented, it was always going to draw the attention of the NCAA. Like, if you drive home tonight and you use your blinker every time you're supposed to, and you have your headlights on, and you stop at all the stop signs, you know, the police are probably not going to pay any attention to you at all. But if you're swerving around the room and you got a tail light out, and there's a lot of reasons for somebody to think maybe we need to stop this car and look at this car, look at this driver, well, then that's the way that would go down. And perhaps it's a poor analogy, but that is what has happened here. There were a lot of reasons for the NCAA to look at James Wiseman's amateur status and everything that was connected to that. Why did he move from Nashville to Memphis? Why did he enroll at the University of Memphis? Who, if anybody, helped get that done? And when they started looking into it, apparently they found what they thought might be there. And I guess it's okay to say this now. There has always been speculation in the coaching community, not that Penny cheated to get James Wiseman to go to Memphis, but that Penny, exactly this, helped them move from Nashville to Memphis. I can't tell you how many college basketball coaches said that it's not what they did to get him at the University of Memphis, it's what they did to get him to the city of Memphis. And yes, it happened well before Penny Hardaway was the head coach, but it happened when Penny Hardaway was an alum of the school and a booster. And again, you can be mad about it if you want to, and I understand the anger, but you take your heart out of it. Like I said earlier, this is pretty textbook NCAA violation stuff. A Memphis booster paid thousands of dollars to help a prep prospect move to the city of Memphis, who then enrolled at the University of Memphis. That is a major violation anywhere in the country, Memphis included.
This has been a crazy story, University of Memphis, and we got about 2 minutes left, GP, before we got to kick it to the Grizzlies because they tip tonight at 5:30, our pregame coverage. University of Memphis just released a statement talking about a rule interpretation from the NCAA that they declared Wiseman, where they were going to withhold him from competition. However, based on this emergency temporary restraining order, that he will play in tonight's game. So it appears the university is just doubling down. They say they are currently working with the NCAA staff to restore his playing status and hopeful for a speedy resolution to the matter.
Hey, you listen, they're obviously free to do whatever they want to do. I think it is undeniably risky, for all the reasons that we've already stated. If the NCAA, however the process unfolds, reaches a final conclusion that James Wiseman's amateur status was compromised by a Memphis booster, and then James Wiseman was ruled ineligible, ask Louisville how that works.
Yep.
Ask 2008 Memphis how that works. They will retroactively make you pay for that. It's not what I would do if I were in charge, but it appears it is what they're going to do, and I sincerely hope it works out for them, because you would hate for a Memphis basketball team to be on the bubble on Selection Sunday or be on the verge of making the NCAA tournament and then not be able to do it because they played what we knew was probably going to be and ultimately found out definitely was an ineligible player.
Wild story. Thanks, GP. We appreciate your time. We are out of time. What a wild finish to the day here at 92.9. We've got Memphis Grizzlies coming up shortly. I am Matt Stark. Thank you for tuning in today. James Wiseman, ineligible at Memphis, ruled by the NCAA. Memphis is saying he's going to play tonight. We'll find out about 30 minutes when they tip off. Wild week ahead on 92.9 starting on Monday. We'll talk to you later, folks. Have a great night.
Golic and Wingo.
The Memphis Tigers, the football team, get a great win over SMU. Keep their hopes alive as one of those group of five teams that's
SM
in the running.
Who? I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Wow. But and more importantly, just the entire city of Memphis for the show they put on. College game day. That looked like an absolute zoo.
The Golic and Wingo Morning Show. Weekdays 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis doesn't just have employees. They have families. More than 90 of them, actually. So if you want to own a vehicle that you'll love and deal with a family-owned business that treats people like people, not like customers. This is Gary Parrish asking you to go visit Mercedes-Benz of Memphis at 5389 Poplar. You should know, I'm not just an endorser, a spokesperson for Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. I'm a Mercedes owner, have been for years. My Mercedes is fast, smooth, it looks and feels great. It makes me look and feel great. I really do think it's a mood changer. Undeniably, it's an image changer. Also, understand this, when you buy a Mercedes-Benz from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, you're purchasing 100 years of innovation and safety from standard collision prevention assist to the advanced driver's assistance package. A Mercedes from Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is designed to protect your family. Once you have one, I promise you'll never want anything else. And though it's obviously a luxury vehicle, trust me, a Mercedes is more affordable than most think. Better yet, don't trust me. Go see for yourself. 5389 Poplar is the address. That's Mercedes-Benz of Memphis, our city's original Mercedes dealership.
Ever want to be a contestant on a game show? Well, The Fitz is giving you the chance. Not just to be a contestant, but also to win a share of $10,000 and prizes when Game Show Extravaganza, hosted by Randy West, comes to the Fitz Casino and Hotel Saturday, November 23rd. All contestants will be randomly selected out of the audience. Yep, 40 audience members will be chosen, and every single one of them will be a guaranteed winner. General admission tickets are $10, reserved seats are $15, and VIP seats are $25. You can get them at the Fitz or by calling Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or online at Ticketmaster.com. And if you want to make a night of it, stay with us at the Fitz with the Game Show Room Package. A room and two reserved show tickets for just $129. Call 662-363-LUCK and tell them room code CPGSHOW. Game Show Extravaganza, Saturday, November 23rd, only at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older and a key rewards member. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Fast, reliable internet. It's important to your business. At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, solutions like automatic 4G LTE backup for more complete reliability.
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected. And bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees. I'm not even done yet. Comcast Business has advanced voice solutions at affordable prices and cloud-based security for all your devices.
And that great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 12/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmas to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, that's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Howie, how did Robert Irwin Jewelers start?
Started by my Uncle Robert and my Dad Irwin on 7 West 45th Street in New York City. In search of a better life for our family, they found Memphis.
And what inspires you to keep the Robert Irwin Jewelers tradition?
The mission is treasures for life for less. I'm here for life's beautiful moments to help you celebrate. Engagements, anniversaries, Christmases to come, birthdays.
And you're always there.
Yeah, it's what I do. Bigger, brighter diamonds, perfect ring guarantee, zero down up to 72 months to pay, rijewelers.com. Come see me.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Laura.
The following is a presentation of Radio.com Sports, presented by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
It's time for Memphis Grizzlies basketball. Welcome to the pregame show. In the next 30 minutes, our team will get you ready for tonight's matchup. We'll have in-depth analysis on the game, interviews with players and coaches, and news and scores from around the NBA. Let's get it started.
And a pleasant good evening on this Friday night. It's chilly in Memphis. It's warm in Orlando. And the Memphis Grizzlies on the road for a single game tonight as they'll take on the Orlando Magic at the Amway Center. The first of two matchups between these two teams as the Grizzlies finish off their journeys to Florida very early in the season. Remember, they opened the year on the road at Miami. Good Friday night, everyone. Eric Hasselton alongside Michael Wallace here tonight as the Grizzlies hit the road for just a single game. They'll return home for their first set of back-to-back games tomorrow night to take on the Dallas Mavericks. Then it's right back out on the road again. They'll travel to San Antonio on Sunday for a Monday game with the Spurs, a Wednesday game with the Charlotte Hornets, and then it's back home for an extended period of time. And Taylor Jenkins' team is coming off arguably their best performance. It's not even arguable. It was their best performance Wednesday night. He said so, and anybody that has seen this team would know so. They put 137 points on the board. Ja Morant, once again, spectacular. Dylan Brooks leading the way with 31 points, and what more could Brandon Clark do than what he did? He was perfect. 7-for-7 from the field, 4-for-4 from the line. A double-double for Jonas Valanciunas, and on a night where Jaren Jackson Jr. had one of his toughest nights as a pro, the Grizzlies were able to get a big victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves. A little bit different tonight. We'll talk about the contrast in styles with both Taylor Jenkins and Michael Wallace in our crosstalk segment. But just to put it in perspective, the Grizzlies are in the top five in pace, and the Magic are at the bottom of the league in pace. So it is which team will be able to implement their will here tonight on the Amway Center floor. So you look at Orlando, and they are a long, big, front court loaded team with guys like Nikola Vucevic, Jonathan Isaac, Mo Bamba, and former dunk champion Aaron Gordon. They have some experience at the point guard position with backup DJ Augustine and some youth with former number one overall selection Markelle Fultz, who's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle after a couple tough years in Philly. He was acquired by the Orlando Magic, and he's finally healthy and starting to see some starts. He didn't start the first five games of the year. He started the last three and will start again tonight. Mix that in with Evan Fournier, and the Magic have a solid roster. Now, Terrence Ross will not go tonight. This team made the playoffs last year, and off to a 2-6 start, it's a little bit disappointing for the fans here in Orlando. They are 0-4 on the road, 2-2 in this building, especially coming off a one-point loss. This is a dangerous game if you're the Memphis Grizzlies. It's going to be about, again, who imposes their style best. So for the Grizzlies, as Taylor Jenkins and I discussed, and you'll hear in a moment, it's going to start on the defensive end of the floor. That can set the tone for the Grizz and then try to get them into transition where, as we all know, Ja Morant is something special. The Grizzlies move ahead in this month of November with three of their next four on the road, but after that it is home heavy. Most all of the games after that are at FedEx Forum. There's a road game in Indianapolis, but a chance for this team to get better. Talking with some of the players, they feel like it's starting to click. The chemistry is starting to come, and guys are getting more and more comfortable in this open flowing offensive system. If you remember back to last time's Coach's Corner, Taylor Jenkins told me they had a great week of practice, or a great couple days of practice after the loss to the Houston Rockets, where they were able to figure out how they were using multiple actions in their offensive set. Not necessarily the first look, but the second look. A lot of dribble handoffs and a lot of isolation screens that set up openings for other players. That came to fruition against a Minnesota team that struggled a little bit defensively. This Orlando team will not be that type of defensive team. Steve Clifford is a defensive-minded head coach, and his team will find ways to really make your life difficult. They are holding their opponents under 100 points per game. And in today's NBA, that's remarkable. Just about everybody scores 100 just about every night. And case in point, the Grizzlies have done it all but one of their games, and they have yet to hold anybody under 100 points. The Magic do it on average every single night. So it should be fun to watch. Grizzlies and Magic will sit down in the Sonic Coach's Corner with Taylor Jenkins when we return. Michael Wallace will join me right after that for Crosstalk a little bit later on. John Morant will come your way on Grizz Files. We'll wrap up our conversation with the Grizzlies' sensational rookie. Then we'll take a look at the night in the NBA and some big breaking news in the city of Memphis regarding the Memphis Tigers as well. That's all on the way on the Memphis Grizzlies pregame show right here on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
WWE returns to Memphis for the first time in 2020 with Friday Night SmackDown. Friday night, January 3rd at FedEx Forum, you'll see Roman Reigns.
You must have not got the memo.
Braun Strowman.
Somebody is going to get these hands.
Sasha Banks. SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley. The Fiend. Bray Wyatt and more. Don't wait. Great seats are available now at the box office and Ticketmaster.
Oh, baby, it's time to go to Sonic.
For what?
The decadent patty melt.
Patty melt.
With Texas toast, pure beef, two slices of American cheese, and a whole mess of grilled onions.
Mustard and mayo.
All for $3.99. Hurry in for... Uh-oh.
Hello? Oh, hi. Yeah, just finishing a Sonic commercial. Yeah, I gotta go.
Hurry in for a patty melt, baby.
Delicious. Try a patty melt at Sonic for $3.99. This is how you Sonic.
Tax not included to menu for details. For limited time only. Participating Sonic drive-ins.
There are a lot of SUVs on the road today, but many SUVs lack in sport and utility. Not Ford SUVs.
Don't let me go.
Because Ford SUVs offer intelligent four-wheel drive, not to mention ruggedness and versatility.
Your first name is free.
Means you can drive it like an SUV is meant to be driven. And you can drive it like a Ford.
These seats are amazing.
Shoot it!
We deliver tickets, team merchandise, and everything you need to get ready for the game. But what you really get when FedEx knocks on your door is so much more.
FedEx delivery.
Game day spirit. What we deliver by delivering.
Here's your chance to play three times a day and once on Sundays with the Tennessee Lottery. With Cash 3 and Cash 4, your favorite numbers could win you anywhere from $500 on Cash 3 up to $5,000 on Cash 4. So plan to play your favorite numbers. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, 4. And save time using the convenient mobile playslip on your Tennessee Lottery app. Build and save your playslip to use again and again at your favorite lottery retailer. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Dealing with car problems? At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to help you get back on the road. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times. And if you're looking to reward your engine, start with regular oil changes. They help protect and lubricate your engine parts and keep it running smooth. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Rightly seasoned flavor in every savory bite of our bacon, smoked sausage, hot dogs, and bologna. For over 80 years, King Cotton has been committed to making the quality food you feed your family. Committed to Memphis, the Grizz, the Tigers, and all the youth athletes we feed in between.
I'm Penny Hardaway, King Cotton, with friends, with family, with fans.
Having sold more than 100 million records worldwide, the iconic Cher returns. Here We Go Again Tour 2020, performing hits spanning her entire career. FedEx Forum, March 16th, featuring special guests Nile Rodgers and Chic. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. For more, visit Cher.com.
Welcome back to tonight's Grizzlies pregame show. Grizzlies on the road at the Amway Center in Orlando, Florida, as the Grizzlies hit the road for a single game, taking on the Orlando Magic. Time right now for the Sonic Coach's Corner. Sonic, this is how you Sonic. We're joined by Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins. Boy, what a fun night at FedEx Forum on Wednesday. The team bounces back after a tough shooting performance. We talked prior to that game. He said, hopefully we'll get a few more to fall. A few would have been nice. That was a bunch. Talk about when you're in that moment coaching and you know your team's in that rhythm. Do you just kind of let them roll, or do you, are you still trying to rein it in and get them into the structure? Because they were free-flowing out there and having a great time.
Well, that's kind of the unstructured structure that, you know, we teach, is that when they're in a free-flowing style, our motion offense, it was the best game all year, and it's great, you know, that the shots were falling and we got a win from it. But the guys really felt the multiple action offense, that our running habits were great. Our initial actions may not have been there, but we just kept playing and playing random DHOs, random pick and rolls, and a lot of guys got great opportunities. You know, we get 34 assists. I mean, that's called playmaking right there. So it was a great testament to the guys really buying in to just continue to play multiple actions and, you know, embrace that free-flowing style.
Yeah, you mentioned the multiple actions you had seen in practice after the loss to Houston and that you were really pleased with that. I thought the key indicator to that, not just the number of assists, the number of players that had multiple assists, so it wasn't just one guy playmaking, but a couple guys took over in the fourth quarter, Dylan Brooks and Ja Morant, and they really stepped it up. Let's talk about the rookie a little bit. You don't see a kid at that age get this aggressive in fourth quarters very often, but he seems to want that moment and want that shine on the spotlight.
I mean, he's built for these moments. You know, that's a big reason why we fell in love with him, you know, when we drafted him, is, you know, there's so much trust with him being able to execute, you know, throughout the game, and then especially in the fourth quarter. I mean, these are valuable game minutes for him. It's great to see him having successes, you know, playmaking, not just, you know, scoring, but, you know, distributing, and then being able to get the team executing at the end of the game, you know, knowing that we've had our moments where we've let games slip away, and in that back and forth game, both teams playing at a high level, to be able to come out with a win and be able to, you know, do it really well under control at the end of the fourth quarter. It's great for Ja.
Good way to bounce back. Now you hit the road for a single game, a little contrast in styles. Steve Clifford's team likes to slow it down a little bit. Back in the days of the old grit and grind days, we'd be expecting maybe 160 points total in this one. But how do you attack that when you are trying to push the tempo, like we said, multiple actions, open flow offense, to a team that really wants to slow things down, play through the middle, play through their big Nikola Vucevic, who's so talented. But it is a challenge when you're trying to run past them and they're just holding the ball.
Well, it definitely starts with us defensively every single night. You know, Vucevic is a heck of a player. I mean, he's grown so much the last couple of years. There's going to be a lot of attention on him. Fournier, great player. Aaron Gordon, a good player. You know, Fultz, you know, they've got so much talent. So for us, if we can turn our defensive activity, make, miss, turnover, and just go and you know, fly up the floor. And this is a great test. I'm adamant about it that, you know, it just makes you have to have more urgency to play at your pace, more urgency to play those multiple actions. They're going to clog the paint. They're going to be super long, super active. Active deflection, steals, on-ball pressure. So it just makes you want to heighten your awareness, go, all right, we got to keep revving up the pace and revving up the multiple actions.
Looking at your first set of back-to-backs here, does that change the minutes rotation? Do you take that into account that there's another one tomorrow night, or you just focus on the 48 tonight and let's try to get the victory here and we'll focus on tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll be mindful a little bit, maybe tweak it here and there a couple minutes, but, you know, our focus is go out and try to win this ball game. And, you know, luckily our guys train every single day with, you know, not just us, but our performance staff to be ready for these moments. It's the nature of the NBA. They're all feeling good, and, you know, we want to not go overboard, so to speak, and try to stick to a good plan. And, you know, hopefully they're fresh to, you know, go for the second game.
Go get him tonight. We'll catch up with you tomorrow back at FedEx Forum. Thanks for the time, as always.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
That's Grizzlies head coach Taylor Jenkins. Coming up on Grizz Files, we'll finish up our conversation with Ja Morant. Tomorrow night, we begin a conversation with Dylan Brooks. Those two players took over the fourth quarter in the game against the Minnesota Timberwolves on Wednesday night. We'll look for more of the same tonight. Michael Wallace steps on to the platform now and doing some handshaking, some baby kissing down here in Florida, where he might as well run for governor with so many people that are fans of his, especially down in Miami. But we're a little north of that here in Orlando. But, partner, this has been a building that has not been kind to the Grizzlies. They opened Amway Center in 2010, and the Grizzlies haven't won here since 2015. Steve Clifford's team's off to a little bit of a slow start. They were a playoff team last year. I came down here for a playoff game against the Toronto Raptors. The city was really excited that they felt like their team was turning the corner. A 2-6 start is not exactly what they expected, and it's also a little different style of play. It's hard to play that slowdown style in today's game. How can the Grizzlies attack a team that would much rather lob it into the post, play back to the basket, play that old-school grit-and-grind style like the Grizzlies used to, but it really doesn't fit today's NBA as much as it once did.
Well, they have to get in transition. You talked about that. Run on makes, run on misses. Do not let that Orlando Magic defense get set. They have some long bodies down there. They could be disruptive in the paint. So sure. It's one of those situations where, listen, one of the things and one of the benefits of playing both Ja Morant and Tyus Jones together, and we've seen a little bit more of that, is because Taylor Jenkins wants to dictate that tempo and make sure that they're running on makes and misses and that there's not a – or limiting to the fatigue factor. So that's going to be key in this, pushing the pace, making Orlando uncomfortable, and letting that team be the team that commits the fouls and the Grizzlies can get back to the free throw line.
They do have a lot of length. Jonathan Isaac, Mo Bamba, a couple of first-round picks who are both right around 7 feet tall, long wingspans, and Aaron Gordon.
Dunk
super
champ.
Athletic,
yeah.
As we know. Nikola Vucevic, a very solid big man. But you start looking at some of their other players, and their numbers don't jump off at the page at you, but we've seen Evan Fournier hurt the Grizzlies when he gets lost in assignments and transition. The Grizzlies are going to have to stay to their principles and make sure on the perimeter they're not forgetting where some of these guys are ending up and getting open looks, because they can hurt you.
They can hurt you. And, you know, one of the things that the Grizzlies are catching a break from, Terrence Ross is not going to play tonight. He had some knee soreness that sort of limited him in the last couple of games. But he's a guy that can be athletic and catch and get fire, sort of Dylan Brooks style from three-point range. So he's not in the mix right there. But they do have other guys that can make it happen. Markelle Fultz is an attacking point guard. He's not going to hurt you from the three-point line, but he can get into the paint and make life difficult for the Grizzlies if they're not helping the helper when those rotations have to happen. So this is going to be, I mean, look, these two teams are similar in terms of where they are, the kind of blend of young guys and veterans that they're trying to mix together and figure out what's going on. But one thing Orlando has is Steve Clifford is one of the masterminds defensively in this league. And I'm sure his entire scheme is designed on slowing down Ja Morant. So it's going to be a great chess match to see how this comes out.
We saw some guys that needed to make shots. Brandon Clark has been playing well. He was perfect. But Dylan Brooks bounced back with a 31-point effort. Jay Crowder got it going, had 2 4-point plays. Even Marco Guterich knocking down a three. Tyus Jones had a nice ball game. I thought that was a big step forward for the guys in the game Wednesday. It is just 1 of 82, but they needed something to boost that confidence after a night on Monday where they shot 3 for 25 from the outside and probably felt like they played well enough to win. They just didn't get the ball to go in the hole.
But then you bounce back two nights later and you have the best shooting performance that you've had this season. Well over 50% from the three-point line and from the free throw line, you're 83%. And from the field, you're above 50%. So it's almost like, as we talked about before in the previous calls, the feast or famine mentality. Can the Grizzlies find a way to level this out, even this out, particularly on the road with a young team? And that's going to be key because, again, this is your third game in a stretch of 4 games in 6 nights. They go back home tomorrow night to play the Dallas Mavericks, which is going to be another intriguing game with last year's Rookie of the Year and Luka Doncic going up against the early front runner for this year's award in Ja Morant. So can they find that rhythm? Can they find that pace, but also have enough left in the tank to go right back at it again tomorrow in what is going to be the first back-to-back set for a lot of these young guys?
I asked Taylor Jenkins about that just now. I'll get your thoughts.
Yeah.
He said they'll look at it, but I believe as a coach, you have to go into this game and not worry about tomorrow night. There is never a guarantee of tomorrow night in the NBA, in my opinion. Yes, there is a guarantee we will play a game. It's on the schedule. But if you can go get a win tonight, I say go get a win tonight.
No
worry about tomorrow. If you got to manage the minutes a little differently because you use guys a little heavier tonight because you had a chance to win this ball game on the road, I say go after that. Some coaches disagree. Some coaches stay like, this is what we're going to do. This is our structure. This is our game plan. I don't know that I necessarily agree with it. Where do you stand on that?
Well, it depends on your roster. It depends on where you are with your rotation. And I think the Grizzlies are facing some challenges and some limitations. I mean, they're basically playing 11 guys. And, you know, you have two basically dead roster spots with Josh Jackson playing with the Hustle. Shout out to the Hustle tonight with their season opener down there in South Haven.
Yep.
And then, you know, Andre Iguodala is not here. So those are two guys that would normally be in your depth rotation who are not here. And then Grayson Allen is still hurt.
You only have 13, yeah.
Yeah, Grayson Allen is hurt. So you don't have a lot of experience when it comes to being in this situation. Go win it tonight if you can win it tonight. And then, you strap it back up tomorrow when we get back home.
It's interesting because the talk continues to be that D'Anthony Melton is taking steps forward, and he had a nice, section of his rookie season with the Phoenix Suns. But
yeah,
were not seeing regular minutes, because at that position, you're pretty well stocked. You've got a rookie of the year candidate through eight games, and or the eighth game tonight, and then you've got a young man who has really made a nice name for himself in this league as a first-round draft pick that's been a solid backup option with the Minnesota Timberwolves for the first 4 years of his career, and that was obviously Tyus Jones. So you're right. When you're only going 11 deep, it does make it a little bit different. But again, I think if you're in this game tonight and you feel like you have a chance to kind of push down the gas pedal and pull away, I think you leave your guys out there. We saw Ja Morant out there extensively in that fourth quarter in the game Wednesday to help seal it out, and even into the fourth quarter late to make sure they held on to the win. Should be a fun one tonight. Orlando hosting the Grizz. These two teams meeting for the first of two matchups. When we come back, we'll continue and finish our conversation with Ja Morant on tonight's edition of Grizz Files a little bit later on. I'll give you some breaking news in the city of Memphis. It's not great for Tiger fans, but it seems a little confusing. We'll try to sort some of that out, and we'll look at the NBA schedule on this Friday night. A big weekend of basketball for the Grizz. On the road tonight, at home tomorrow against the Dallas Mavericks. Luka Doncic and company coming to FedEx Forum. 901-888-HOOP, 901-888-HOOP. Get your tickets to see the Grizz and the Mavericks tomorrow night at FedEx Forum. Grizz Files with Ja Morant is next, right here on the Grizzlies Radio Network.
Get loud, Grizz Nation. Grizzlies basketball is in action, and nobody knows Grind City Hoops like Fox Sports Southeast. The exclusive home of your Memphis Grizzlies. And with every game streaming live on the Fox Sports Go app, you'll never have to miss a second of our Grizzlies in action. Bingo! And check out Grizzlies Live before and after every game for interviews and more. It's game time, Grizz Nation, and Memphis Grizzlies basketball lives on Fox Sports Southeast and Fox Sports Go.
Hey, babe, you know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. Terminix has over 90 years of experience eliminating pests, and they make it easy for homeowners by offering a free pest estimate. For a free pest estimate, call 1-800-TERMINIX. That's 1-800-T-E-R-M-I-N-I-X. 1-800-TERMINIX.
Play hard, bank easy.
This is Jaren Jackson Jr. With Grizzlies checking from Pinnacle, you speak to a live person whenever you call 24/7, and they always answer in three rings or less.
Plus, if you open a Grizzlies checking account with at least $100 and a recurring direct deposit by November 30th, you could get two tickets to four Grizz games. Details at grizzliesbanking.com. Grizzlies checking from Pinnacle. Play hard, bank easy. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for great wings in town, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Wing Guru, Billy Richmond's spot, is always a terrific option. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road, so you're never far from the Wing Guru. Everything is cooked fresh on the spot. That's why it's developed into a destination spot. If you're active or veteran military, you can stop by any storefront location and get 10% off your order, and pickup orders are available online, or you can have the Wing Guru delivered with DoorDash. That's the Wing Guru, a proud sponsor of Billy Richmond's alma mater, the University of Memphis. Check them out on the web, thewingguru.com.
Journey. Don't stop believing. Pretenders.
Back on the chain again.
Two incredible bands. One amazing night in Memphis. Journey. Pretenders.
I'm special.
FedEx Forum, June 24th. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. VIP packages and more. Visit JourneyMusic.com.
It's time for Grizz Files, an in-depth look at your Memphis Grizzlies players and coaches. Now, for tonight's edition of Grizz Files, here's Grizzlies radio play-by-play voice, Eric Hasseltine.
Wrapping up our conversation tonight here with Ja Morant. All right, we talked about the basketball side. Let's talk about you, what you like to do a little bit. Our fans always want to get to know you guys on a little bit different level. So I see this exuberance and this energy and always having this smile on your face. Where does that energy positive flow come from? Is that the parents? Is that just always feeling like you've got kind of life by the tail right now? Things are going good for Ja Morant.
It's just always been me. My parents just raised me, and I just feel like, personally, I just want positive vibes all the way around me, so I just try to give out positive energy. And every time you see me, I'll be smiling. How you doing? I'll be smiling, just enjoying myself, and I just like showing love to everybody.
The dance moves. You like to get out there on the floor and kind of jump around a little bit. Is that just the spur of the moment, or is this something you enjoy away from the game as well?
I can say both. When I was younger, my parents always used to make me dance in front of people. And then now it's just enjoying the moment. I knew the rookies would have to do something, so we had a little dance off, and I had to go out there and dance. So.
You had to show them what was what, right?
Yeah.
What do you like to do to relax? I mean, obviously having a new daughter doesn't give you a whole lot of time, but if you take a break away from the game, and you do need some time away from it, what are the things you enjoy? A lot of guys are into video games nowadays. What else do you like to do?
Outside of video games, I just like watching Martin. In my house, I got a little man cave to just be by myself whenever I feel like I need it, just to rest and just get my mind right, and also just watching basketball or studying film.
How much do you guys need that downtime, especially when it's now an 82-game season, you're playing every other night? You know, you're going to play the same amount of games you played in college before we get to the All-Star break.
Yeah, I just feel like resting is key, taking care of our body. Outside of our talent, I feel like our body makes our money, and just got to stay healthy and be able to prepare your body to go out there for those 82 games.
How has Memphis treated you so far?
It's good. They're showing a lot of love, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, they love having you. We certainly appreciate your time. Good luck this rookie season. Thanks for being with us, bud.
Thank you.
Ja Morant coming into tonight, averaging 20.4 points, 3.7 rebounds, and over 5 assists, shooting above 50% from the field, 50% from three, 75% from the foul line. It has been a really, really fun thing to watch the first 7 games of the season. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll kick off a Grizz File session with Dylan Brooks, who had 31 in the Grizzlies' last game against the Minnesota Timberwolves, as we'll sit down with a former Oregon Duck and the senior most statesman in terms of years in the organization in his third season, which is a remarkable thing considering how for many years the roster was pretty well kept intact. Some crazy news coming out of the city tonight, and if you're listening along the radio network or on our flagship 92.9 FM ESPN, I'm sure you've already heard that the NCAA has initially ruled Memphis center James Wiseman, who is expected to be a high lottery pick, possibly the number one overall selection, ineligible. However, a court has gotten an injunction, and Wiseman will be able to play tonight as the Tigers are hosting Illinois-Chicago. It was discovered, according to ESPN, that Tigers coach Penny Hardaway provided moving expenses to aid the Wiseman's family move to Memphis in 2018. The NCAA has deemed Hardaway a booster. Wiseman's attorney, Leslie Ballin, said in a news conference. So this is big news, obviously, in the city. A Shelby County court judge halted the NCAA's ruling for the time being, which makes Wiseman eligible to play tonight, but we'll see how this plays out. According to the university, the university is currently working with the NCAA staff to restore his playing status, and we're hopeful for a speedy resolution to the matter. It's going to be interesting to see how this one plays itself out, but that obviously the biggest news going on right now in the city of Memphis. No games have tipped off yet tonight as the Grizzlies and Orlando Magic are on the floor warming up. Also tonight, Cleveland will visit the Washington Wizards. Pistons will go to Indianapolis to take on the Pacers. Malcolm Brogdon off to a great start in his first year in Indiana after beginning his career with Milwaukee. 22.2 points per game and 9.9 assists to go along with 5 rebounds. Pistons are 4-5. Pacers 4-4. Kings continuing an East Coast road trip. They'll travel to Atlanta, taking on the Hawks, as the Kings at 2-6, the Hawks at 3-4. In Minneapolis tonight, it's the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves falling to the Grizzlies, dropping their record to 4-3 Wednesday night. Warriors are 2-6, and again, without all those key members of their rotation, especially Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, it has been a slow go for Steve Kerr's group thus far. Tonight in the Big Easy, the New Orleans Pelicans off to a 1-6 start. Brandon Ingram, though, has been very good, averaging nearly 26 points per ballgame. They'll host the Toronto Raptors, who have started the season 5-2 for the defending world champions. Knicks are in Dallas tonight, the Grizzlies' next opponent. Luka Doncic and company hosting the 1-7 Knicks, who are 0-5 away from Madison Square Garden. Mavericks are 5-2, 2-2 at home. Maybe the two matchups of the night. Milwaukee is on the road at Utah, 6-2 for the Bucks, 5-3 for the Jazz. Jazz are 4-0, though, at home. Bucks are 4-1 away, so that will be interesting to watch. Giannis Antetokounmpo, not off to a too bad a start for the reigning MVP. 29 points and 14.2 rebounds, along with 7.6 assists. Pretty solid numbers for the Greek freak. Donovan Mitchell leading the Utah Jazz at 25.5 points per ballgame. They'll be in Memphis coming up soon. Mike Conley's return game coming your way next week. 76ers will take on the Denver Nuggets tonight in Denver. 5-2 for the Sixers, 5-2 for the Nuggets. Nets are in Portland to take on the Trailblazers. 3-4 for the Nets to start. Blazers at 3-5. And later tonight, real big matchup on NBA TV. The Miami Heat, who have started off 6-2 in their first eight games, travel to Los Angeles, who are 6-1. So the Lakers at 6-1, hosting the surprising Miami Heat, who are at 6-2. That game taking place at Staples Center. The Lakers have won six straight after dropping their opener to the LA Clippers. Our game is just a few moments away from the tip as we get you ready for NBA basketball on this Friday night. Grizzlies on the road at Orlando. That is the end of tonight's pregame show. We'll get you a scene set. We'll get you the Toyota starting lineups and the opening tip coming up right here on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
That's tonight's pregame show. Tip-off is just minutes away. Stay tuned for exciting NBA action coming up next on the Memphis Grizzlies Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.